Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I don't know whether this should be called Tales from the Outback or Tales from the Out Front, but the other day I was on the phone in my office trying to sound reasonably intelligent when there was this god-awful commotion from the front yard. I could see these screaming flashes of blue speeding past my windows from all directions, from the right, from the left, bottom up, top down, screaming and screaming as only very, very angry blue jays can. So I asked my caller to hang on for a minute while I looked out the window to see what was going on. And when I looked down into the front yard, I could see Bamboo, the cat, hunkered down in the flower beds with something that looked suspiciously blue between his front paws. So I shot down the front stairs and out the front door, went over to the cat, and sure enough, he was trying to hang on to a reasonably mature blue jay fledgling who was fully feathered. With the adult screaming and dive-bombing all around me, I pried his dear little claws out of the bird, picked him up, threw him in the house. When I came back, I checked over the bird, and he seemed to be pretty alert. Or maybe it was a she. That's a problem with Jay, since they both look alike. And I left him out there to see if the parents could take care of him. I came back into the house, resumed my phone conversation as professionally as possible under such circumstances, and let nature take its course. As soon as I tossed the cat in the house, everything had gotten very quiet. And when I looked out later, and not that much later, just a few minutes after I'd finished my phone conversation, the little bird was gone, and so were all of the adults. I've always had this feeling that the wildlife around here has learned that I pose no threat to them. Periodically, when wasps or hornets get into the house and they bang themselves up against one of the bay windows over the kitchen sink, I'll capture them using a cold wet sponge and turn them loose outside. I've never sensed any resistance from these animals, and they always immediately fly away. But they're not in some big rush, like they're flying for their lives. But with the jays, it dawned on me after I had done what I did, that they must have recognized me as not being a threat like the cat. Because even though they made a fuss, and even though they were still flying around, they weren't coming close to me. They weren't making obviously threatening gestures toward me like they were toward the cat. And even the cat got off very, very easily. Given the number of jays out there and the size of the cat, if they had wanted to nail him, they could have nailed him multiple times, but they didn't. And so I have to think that the display was more of a wake-up call for me to get out there and do something. This was a different response from the jays, who built a nest in a tree right outside the door of the clinic where I see clients. In that case, they considered anyone who went into or came out of the clinic as a definite threat to their young. Even though the nest was high up in a tree, and none of us had any desire to do anything to them or their babies. But for whatever reason, maybe because this is the first time they had put a nest in that area and they were unfamiliar with the mindset of the humanoids that hung around there, they took it very personally when anyone got close. Not only did they dive bomb, they'd peck you on the head. And it became so bad that the staff left a stack of metal dishpans at the end of the driveway so that clients and other visitors could arm themselves grab their metal dishpan and put it over their heads and make a mad dash with their pets into the clinic, donned their dishpan helmets when they left and spurted past the tree and on their way to freedom, where they left their dishpans at the end of the driveway for the next arrival. Birds are so, so, so smart. It just seems to me that I could do worse in my lifetime than to have someone refer to me as a bird brain.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.